But right now, it's been delayed a bit because of overseas travel, obvious reasons. Mm. Bachelor in Paradise is finally returning to our screens tonight at 7:30 on Win. And I'm very excited about this one because I'm a huge fan of this chick. Really excited that she's having another...
Dude, be cool.
It's different.
We talked about this. Be cool.
Very different. Abby Chatfield joins us on the phone this morning. Girl, firstly, I want to say, how are you feeling going into this again? I mean, obviously, the last experience for you was like nothing else. The level of trolling and disgusting behaviour that was exhibited towards you, I don't know many people that would be able to bounce back from that. You've taken it in your stride. Are you confident going into this again?
I mean, I think that I'm a little bit nervous still, you know. I have been burnt before, but I feel like this experience was so different to The Bachelor, so I'm hoping the outcome will be different this time around.
I just find the fans, love them, like I love the show, but I've distanced myself from fans in recent years because it's so much about hating on other women and their behaviours. You were very upfront about what you wanted, and that seemed to be something that triggered people for some reason. Do you think there's a mindset changing in reality TV viewers?
Yeah, I think it definitely was triggering to people, wasn't it? And those insidious Facebook groups are really a huge breeding ground for then just hating on certain women or hating certain characters on the show. But I think there probably is a change somewhat, but I don't think it's ever going to really change. I think these reality TV archetypes really come down to patriarchal structures that exist anyway in society. So it's going to be changed overnight. Mm.
No, it is true. And I mean, you are doing that as well. Shout out to your Facebook group, which is based on your podcast. It's a lot with Abby Chatfield because it's a very positive space. You're like cutting that. There's no, I don't want to, like, people can't just go in there and start slamming other women that they don't know. That's not the kind of place for it.
Yeah, no, I don't have a bar of that. People were trying to post some photos of Kim Kardashian a couple of weeks ago, giving her, you know, saying she was doing something that was, I don't even know, so body shaming her, basically. And I just get rid of them in the Facebook group. Not a space for that at all. At all.
Did you get any, I guess, professional help to perhaps arm you with tools to deal with some of the online bullying, knowing that you were going to go back into sort of the reality world and those trolls might come out of the woodwork again?
Yeah, so Channel 10 are really good in giving us resources. We've got a wellness person, and then we've also got a psychologist, and I also have my own psychologist, and I've recently started antidepressants. So
yes.
Well, thank you for sharing
that yesterday. It was a very real admission about your experience with antidepressants and how that's been affecting your love life. And I think, yeah. I mean, it was hard enough for people to bloody talk about taking pills in the last few years. Now it's like, let's just have normal conversations about it.
Yeah, I mean, I spoke about it on the podcast recently, and I wasn't really going to take it to Instagram because I knew that it would be a Daily Mail headline. But in the podcast, I can kind of hide, a little bit. But I again, like everything that I do, it isn't just like shock factor. It's so that I can help other people. They, you know, feel normalised by taking antidepressants. So, yeah, my dancing got my libido back, I think.
Yeah, it's like if you've got a headache, you take some Panadol. If you're feeling low, that it's always an option that's there for you. But people think there's a big stigma attached to it. So,
yeah, totally.
Good on you for breaking it down. Now, the show tonight, it does start at 7:30. It's on Win. We've got a few familiar faces that are popping up from previous seasons of all kinds of stuff. I feel like reality TV is a bit of a microcosm. It's like it's got its own little group. Do you know any of the people before going into the show?
So we don't know who is going in, but obviously, yeah, you do meet everyone at events and everyone follows everyone. That is kind of like its own little network, even with different TV shows like Love Island or Mask. We all kind of know each other, which is I find very weird, and I'm in it. But, yeah, you don't know exactly who's going in until they walk in. So those reactions are completely genuine.
I mean, obviously, you have expressed a lot of interest in Kieran as a potential. Yes. However, I've seen some circulating lately that possibly some editing is maybe G'd up just exactly how keen you are about that.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if... Yeah, you know, I can't say much on that, but I'll just let you know.
Hey, look, Abby, we wouldn't blame you.
Did a producer just make a motion to you like, I will cut this call if you say one more word? Is that what happened?
No, not at all.
They would never do that to me.
Hey, look, overall, just wanted to say thank you for giving it another go because it would be so easy to just walk away and say, it is what it is. Women shame each other on these shows and there's disgusting toxic behaviours being exhibited, but instead you've gone, nah, I'm going back. And I hope that those behaviours, like the stuff that Ellie was doing in your season, stops. Mm. I hope women go, actually, no, I'm not going to be that way anymore. I'm going to be a team player. I'm going to stand up for other girls.
We are going to find out when it all kicks off tonight at 7:30. Abby Chatfield, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Davey and Ben. What? The Hit Breakfast Show. With AB and Ben.